Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. And I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers, just making things happen in Rochester. Today, I have on the show a good friend and a really, really appropriate guest, Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester. Jim, welcome to the show.
David, thanks a lot for having me.
So, Jim, you are really have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the Rochester entrepreneurial scene. You're running High Tech Rochester. You are involved. You are, I believe, you're on the running the board of Rochester Angel Network, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're just doing so many things. You're doing an award called Luminate. And so I want to talk about everything that you have going on. But first, why don't we take a little step back and give our listeners a little background on you, and then we'll dig in behind the curtain. How's that sound?
Sure, that sounds fine. All right, we'll keep it brief.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a pretty. You sent me your bio, and I have to say it's very impressive. It's long. So I'm gonna paraphrase it a little bit. You've had some good things going on. So Jim, you joined HTR, which stands for High Tech Rochester, as president in February 2009, where you lead a P&L and management responsibility for 15 people, $5 million. It supports technology and commercialization and business incubation and growth services for companies in the 9-county greater Rochester area. You're also the co-founder and managing director of the Rochester Angel Network, a group of 80 accredited investors who have invested in 29 early stage startups. Prior to joining High Tech Rochester, Jim was managing director of business development at Greater Rochester Enterprise, GRE, where he was responsible for growing the local emerging business sector. And Jim also led efforts there to identify emerging industry sectors for regional growth, with particular focus on the clean tech sector. Jim, you are Rochester through and through, bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from RIT, and an MBA in marketing and entrepreneurship through the Simon School at University of Rochester. So if anybody is poised to really be one of the movers and shakers and leaders in this renaissance of the Rochester, you know, community, business community, downtown development, I'm very glad that you're one of the people at the helm.
Well, thank you for that, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Jim, so for those of our listeners that really don't have a grip about what High Tech Rochester is, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. So High Tech Rochester is an organization. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been around now 30 years, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And our mission is to help tech entrepreneurs launch new companies and to help established businesses increase revenue and profitability. So we operate about 6 or 7 different programs, from I have an idea, is it worth trying to commercialize, to I'm incubating my company for growth, to I've had a company for 30 years and how do I take it to the next level. Many different programs and services across that spectrum. All of them, though, are designed to help accelerate growth and ultimately create high impact jobs here in our community. So as you said, we're about a 15 person organization. That'll grow probably to about 18 or so as some of these new programs come online, which we can talk about. But across the board, trying to help create growth here in the community.
And you've got some really exciting news happening. You are in the midst of moving downtown, correct?
We are, yeah. We've got a couple of major initiatives, actually several, that all happen at the same time, which is both good and a little chaotic. But one of the things we've been working on for many years, and it's through the regional council process and just a lot of partners and supporters in the community, is to create a new hub of entrepreneurship in downtown Rochester. And so in January, only a couple months away now, we will be moving our headquarters and creating a new incubator and accelerator space in the Sibley Building downtown. It'll start with 40,000 square feet, and it'll have all the physical amenities that best practice locations have today. It'll have some really interesting co-working space in some historic areas of the building, small, medium, large size offices, a prototyping lab, some wet labs for companies that need that, kitchen area, an outdoor rooftop deck. You name it, it'll be there. And more importantly, it'll have the resources that startups need to grow their companies. So experienced mentors, legal, accounting, marketing, pro bono support, and also the community of other entrepreneurs to build your company around. So we're thrilled that that is finally in the home stretch and will be open in a couple months.
Jim, that is so truly amazing. As a mad scientist entrepreneur myself, I am so excited about what you're doing. Like, everything you just said sounds so incredibly amazing. And it seems like it's right. You're right literally in the hub of downtown. And it just seems like you're going to be doing so much for existing businesses, but obviously a lot of people that want to start and grow businesses, and just really helping them probably bypass a lot of mistakes, sorting some learning curves, and helping them with lean startups and getting to success much faster.
Exactly right. And you know it as an entrepreneur yourself, and having worked with several entrepreneurs, you know, the more you can help them avoid the common mistakes and get them the right connections and get them the right advice, the faster you can speed up either their time to success or their time to figuring out, you know what, this is not working, let me move on to my next idea. And that's kind of the goal.
Yeah, you're so right. It's so funny. About 2 weeks ago, I literally just coincidentally was talking to three separate early stage entrepreneurs that asked me questions as they were growing. And for me, there were layups because I've been doing this for 22 years now, and I have probably made every mistake in the book, and so I could share, right? And so everyone was like, "Wow, how'd you know that? That's great. That's exactly what I need." And for me, it was a layup, but I realized for them, you know, I had made that mistake maybe 15 years ago. And at that time, for me, it was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And then I learned. I've been an EO. I've been in a lot of organizations locally where I've been a lifelong learner like you. So we ended up talking about forming a real simple group of business owners and leaders that we meet once a month. And we collaborate, and then we'll have an advisory group where we're just all asking questions and presenting opportunities and helping each other out vet. So kind of like a mastermind, but more of a peer advisory group. And it all started just by some simple conversations. And I think that's what I love about Rochester is, we're also willing to help each other, right?
Absolutely right.
I was the guy when I was growing my businesses. I reached out to Tom Galisano, or I reached out to Phil Saunders. I reached out to Arunas Shasonis, Dick Kaplan, Lauren Dixon, and they would always meet with me, and they expected nothing in return. And I'm not sure if that is true in other communities, but God bless Rochester for having those type of not only really successful business people, but being so willing to give of their time and experience.
Absolutely right. I think it is a unique thing to Rochester and maybe some cities like Rochester, but you hit the nail on the head. There's not a single person in this community that if we called and said, hey, would you have coffee with this entrepreneur who's thinking about this new idea, that they wouldn't do it. And that's pretty amazing.
One of my favorite stories is back in 95 when I launched Next Step Magazine, my first company. I happened to meet the administrative assistant of Tom Galisano. And I just, I have nothing to lose. So I asked her, I said, do you think Tom would meet with me and I could pick his brain about my new business? And she goes, well, I'll ask him. Can't hurt. Well, would you believe it? He said, yes. Meet the North Side Inn, and we met for like 2 hours.
Wow.
And I came in with a notebook, and when I left, it was filled with notes. And even paid for lunch. And, years later, I got to return the favor and take him out to lunch. But I was always amazed at, really, 95. Think about how quickly Paychecks was growing. And he had time for, a little punk kid like me. So I was very always very grateful for that opportunity.
That's a great story.
So, Jim, hey, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou. Lou is one of you and make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds too.
Call 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139. Again, that's 800-298-0139.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and I'm here with Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester. Jim, you've been telling us some of the stuff going on with High Tech Rochester. Really, really exciting. Moving downtown in the old Sibley building. I wonder how long we're going to call it the Sibley building for, right? I mean, now maybe it's going to be the High Tech Rochester building at some point. But
we'll see, yeah.
Moving there, and so many great services for people starting and growing companies, and really just tons of resources and mentorship and even a would you say a rooftop activity area?
We've got an outdoor rooftop deck with a great view of the skyline that will be very appealing for events, but also on all of those nice summer and sunny days we've got in Rochester for people to hang out there.
That is awesome. So what are some of the things that High Tech Rochester is doing besides what it always has been doing in moving? I know you've got some new initiatives you guys are launching as well.
Yep. So one of the other new initiatives and very large scale initiatives is, as you know, over the last many years, the rise of accelerator programs has kind of proliferated across the country, started by Y Combinator and Techstars. And for those in the audience not familiar with it, an accelerator program basically takes a cohort of startups, 10, 12, some number of them. They get accepted, they give them an investment, they go through a multiple month program, and at the end they have a big demo day where they invite investors and other things there. And we dabbled with various accelerator programs for software companies and clean tech companies. But we put a proposal into the state, again, working through kind of our regional council and our entrepreneurship work group and other things, to do a large scale accelerator program focused on optics, photonics, and imaging, which obviously is a core expertise of our community, and we want to build on that. And we were successful in securing a 2-year, $10 million commitment from the state for that program. We're off and running with it right now. And it is actually the largest accelerator in the world focused on that sector. So we got over 100 applicants this first go around. We whittled that down to 25. They will all be in Rochester November 7th and 8th for final interviews and final selection. And we'll pick 10 of those who will start the program in January. Each of those 10 gets a $100,000 initial investment. And then in June, when we have the big event and demo day, we'll invest another $2 million into the best of those 10. So it's a huge scale program. It's going to shine a lot of national spotlight on our community. Whether or not you're an optics or photonics startup, it's going to shine a spotlight on entrepreneurship in general. And one last thing is those teams will all be working out of our new space in downtown Rochester. So we expect it'll support some local companies that apply and get in, but also others from around the country that have applied to get in. So we're just super excited about that as well.
That's incredible. And it's called the Luminate program?
Yep, the Luminate Accelerator.
The Luminate Accelerator. So it's too late to get in at this point, right?
It is, yep. Applications are closed, and we have a national advisory board of some really good movers and shakers who have agreed to support this thing. And they're doing the selection process right now.
Very cool. But people can still come and participate by watching the competition.
That's right. So I'll plug November the 8th. Mm-hmm. afternoon, 4 o'clock, is when we'll have hundreds of people. Each of those teams will do a 2-minute quick pitch, and the 10 teams that get selected for the program will be announced that day. So it'll be a big scale, kind of an exciting event.
Now, and where's that going to be?
That one is going to be, I believe, at the Hyatt. But if you go to HTR's website, htr.org, you can find that event. And we also, that week, we're actually having Innovation Week, because we also have another exciting thing going on. A well-known national entrepreneur and investor who's done thousands of deals is going to be in town. His name is Paul Singh. He has something called the North American Tech Tour, and they've picked 14 cities to visit in 2017, and Rochester is one of them. Wow. So we've got a lot of events happening with him. He's going to also speak at the Luminate event, so a lot going on that week.
Yeah, that is so. So he's going to speak there. That is awesome. I definitely have heard of him. He's big time, and it's so. I love Rochester that we're like on the map with some of these things.
Yes.
You know, we talked about GRE, and now Matt Hurlburt, who I'm going to interview in a couple of weeks, running GRE after Mark Peterson left. Yep. You know, so he put together the proposal with Buffalo to get Amazon here.
Yep. Now that's an uphill battle, as everyone knows. Read anything. But I think it was really smart partnering with Buffalo and showcasing the collective expertise and resources was a smart move. And so if nothing else, it really shows everyone that was involved how much strength we have. And maybe you don't get the 50,000 Amazon HQ2, but maybe you get a couple hundred person Amazon small development team or Apple notices or Facebook or someone else.
I'm talking to Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester, and we're talking about all the great things going on in Rochester that Jim's working on with High Tech Rochester and the Luminate Accelerator and so many more things. And so, Jim, you know, a little bit more about this Amazon. You're right. It's tough, right? I mean, we might get it. We might not. Who knows? But yep. I was talking to Bob Duffy recently. He was on a show, and we both were just so super psyched that we're actually on the list, that we are a contender. You know, we made the cut. And, you know, we talk about how Rochester traditionally, we've almost been like Eeyore, right? Like people come to Rochester and they love it. They're like, oh my God, the community, the schools, they really love what we have, the full thrust of all four seasons. But, you know, we here, you know, we're traveling on an airplane, someone asks you from Rochester, you start talking about the snow. And it would be so great just to change the conversation and say, like, let me tell you about all the great things we got going on. Yeah, we got, you know, a few months of snow in the winter, which is great. I love to ski. I love to sled. My kids love making snowmen, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how about now? You know, let's enjoy the fall. One of the best places in the world to be in the fall. And so I think what this Amazon thing is doing is it's giving, you know, if Rochester was a person, it's giving it higher self-esteem so we can hold our heads up a little bit more.
It is. It gives us a little pride, a little more pride. And you're right. I mean, it's a fantastic area. I had to drive down to Ithaca for a conference a couple days ago. And driving through the Finger Lakes in the fall is one of the most spectacular things. You know, it's just amazing. And so it's all this stuff is right around us. The quality of life is incredible.
Yeah. I go to New York City a couple times this time of year for conferences, and just, you know, driving down Route 17. And I believe then it's 81. It's just, it is gorgeous right around now. So yeah, definitely, you know, beautiful part of the country. There's no doubt. So and Jim, so there's a lot going on the week of when Luminate is happening. So that's November 8th, right?
That's right. So that week, so Paul Singh and his North American Tech Tour arrives on November 6th, the Monday. And then, so that week, there are several events going on. There's a public event with Paul, which he'll be speaking at on Tuesday the 7th. Mm-hmm. And that'll be at the penthouse at 1 East Ave, open to the public. And he's going to talk about kind of what he has seen traveling all around the country and startup communities and how startups should be operating and how investors should be thinking about things. Local startups can actually sign up for office hours with Paul and some of the other investors he's bringing with him. And so you can sign up and try to get a one-on-one meeting with him, pitch him your idea, or just get feedback on your idea. So he'll be doing a couple blocks of time for that. We mentioned the Luminate Awards event and the semifinal and final selection event. And also that week, Rochester Young Professionals is having its Entrepreneurship Expo on that Wednesday night. And that's another thing that's going on that week. So chock full of things going on that week of November 6th.
Yeah, and I'll be at that event. I'm an exhibitor at that event with the Rochester Young Professionals. So pretty excited about that, too. But, you know, Andy Simon, my friend since seventh grade, and I know that he's working with you guys on helping lead the Illuminate Accelerator charge. And so he said that that if I don't go to that event, he might not be my friend anymore. But it's okay. I want to go anyway.
I bet you'll be there then.
I will definitely be there. Andy's a good guy. So, Jim, just from your experience with running High Tech Rochester, working with a lot of people starting businesses, if you could give some advice to some beginning stage entrepreneurs on some common things, maybe some common pitfalls that young entrepreneurs, or I'll say even just beginning stage entrepreneurs do their first year and how to avoid those, what would be some of the things you would mention?
I think what I would say is now pretty common advice, thanks to all the lean startup stuff that's out there. But still very true, in particular with technology entrepreneurs who are, you know, they got something in the lab or at their home or some device or product or something. The advice is get out and talk to customers before you spend too much time and money building the perfect widget or the perfect website or the perfect mobile app. Get out and see if there's anyone that cares, you know, to put it bluntly. Talk to customers, help them, let them help you shape the direction of this solution to some real problem, and don't spend your time just building every perfect feature of this widget and hope that the market will come, because obviously, as more people know nowadays, that's just not the way it works. You'll spend a lot of time and energy building something, you'll find out it missed the mark, you'll go back to the drawing board, you'll waste a year of time and a lot of energy and money. So get out there, talk to customers, talk to partners, talk to other entrepreneurs, just be out there in the community and learn as much as you can.
That's great advice, and I'm going to say, like, 100% of the time, your original idea is not the complete idea.
Not even 99%. It's 100%, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shifts, if not entirely, to some extent, and that's been my experience. And the lean startup movement. And if anybody haven't read that book before anybody starts a business, I suggest you read Lean Startup. Because you got some very good advice about what Jim is talking about dipping your toe in the water. And by doing that is by doing some user testing, making sure that just because you're in love with the idea doesn't make it's a great idea. Is there a market for it? And if so, how do your potential customers, how would they use it? Why would they use it? What would they remove from what you're offering and what would they add before you go build an app and spend, $30,000 to $50,000 on the whole business? And I can't tell you how many times I know people will build the app first, build the very sophisticated website first, and then realize, oh, we're missing the mark. We got to shift. And a website's a little more forgiving, but an app is not. Like, a lot of times you have to start over, or spend a lot of money to make the shift. And so important to do some, I would say, really do some user testing. And you could, even if you do want to build a website, do a simple WordPress site and just have people tinker with the idea a little bit and give you feedback. And we're actually very lucky. There's two people locally. I know, and you guys might do this as well. And certainly tell us about any services that you have or that you know about. But there's two people here. Steve Gisson is a good friend of mine. And he actually, that's what he does for a living, is he helps companies do user testing, right? User experience testing. Not only to make sure that they like your product, but that they know how to use your website. They know how to navigate it. And they're going where you want them to go and where you think they're going to go and that it's clear. And then another young woman that I'm having on the show, Heidi Trust, she is same thing. She does user testing as well. And anybody wants to meet any of these people, please, connect with me at david@davidmamano.com. Be happy to make introductions. Jim, do you know any other services that offer this type of resource that I'm talking about?
Yeah, there are a lot out there, and I think I'll just rewind to what you said is exactly right. The minimum viable product, whether you're building software, an app, a website, you don't even need to have a functional product to show people. You can do a very simple mock-up you can do a very simple, you know, people have done in PowerPoint, here's what it'll look like and here's the functionality, and get that in front of people. And the same goes for if you're building a product-based startup company as well. We have a first prototype lab in our incubator. We'll have an expanded prototyping lab at the Sibley building. We'll have some other resources there on site to get people to say, okay, I think what I'm building is going to be this shape and size, and it'll do these things. Let me get a 3D print of it, and so I can put that in front of a potential customer or investor and say, hey, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking of. And, you know, seeing is believing, and having something physical to show is so much better than just describing your product or service or idea. So get a minimum viable product. Doesn't even have to be functional. Get some feedback on that, then start making it functional, then get some more feedback. And it's kind of an iterative process, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, who should contact you? So what type of people or companies work best with High Tech Rochester?
So, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of programs and services across the gambit, from I got an idea in the head, should I pursue it, to I'm launching this startup, to I've been around a long time and I want to improve my business. And so we kind of work with, you know, hate to say anybody, but primarily on the startup side, we're working with technology-based startups that are scalable companies. Those are the ones that typically our programs and services are geared for. So what does that mean? It's a technology, it's a platform. You can be a multi-million dollar business someday. We're not typically, you're probably going on to either self-fund, or you're going to angel investors or venture capital funds, those sorts of funding sources to really launch this thing. We're not the organization that's dealing with somebody that maybe wants to launch a new coffee shop or laundromat or landscaping company or all those other entrepreneurial endeavors. There's other groups in town better suited for those. And so we're constantly referring companies their way, and they're referring the more tech scalable stuff our way. So on the startup side, if you've got a technology-based startup idea and it's scalable, meaning you're going to be selling this thing not just to local customers, but anyone really around the nation, around the world, that's kind of in our bailiwick. And again, if you're still the idea in the idea stage, we've got a couple of almost two-day-long things that can help you vet it and say, is this worth moving forward? If you're ready to launch it, there's the incubators that can help you, etc.
Yeah, what a great resource. So no coffee shops unless they plan to use technology to sell their coffee worldwide, right? Hey, Jim, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Great.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC. The stock market rally picked up a lot of steam last hour. The Dow is up 172, the Nasdaq 37, the S&P 17. Home builders broke ground on more new homes than expected last month. Demand keeps rising, but so do prices. Chrysler recalling 229,000 Ram trucks because they can shift out of park unexpectedly. Here's what Americans are not eating: Campbell's soup, or Kraft Oscar Mayer wieners, or Velveeta cheese. But they are drinking more Coke vitamin water, and apparently we're still eating eggs, too. Michael Foods, owned by Post Holdings, will build a new egg plant in Iowa. $85 million the cost. Here's the latest CEO news. Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein getting a 9% pay raise. Citigroup's top man getting a 48% increase, up to $23 million. Carlos Ghosn taking a pay cut to run Renault for 4 years. And Steve Wynn will not get a big retirement package from Wynn Resorts. It could have come to hundreds of millions of dollars. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-603-1330. That's 800-603-1330. 800-603-1330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
A radio station that educates and inspires. 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Romano, your host. And we are here with Jim Sinnell today from High Tech Rochester. Jim is running an incredible organization here in Rochester that helps business owners, beginning stage business owners, grow their business, you know, really focusing on the technology side and the scaling side. Tons of programs, workshops, mentorship programs, space to work in, even a rooftop activity space to hang out and have events on top of the Sibley building coming soon, right?
You got it.
Yep. So, Jim, as you are looking around the Rochester landscape, and I imagine in your role that you really have the finger on the pulse of a lot of exciting things going on, what is really making you excited about being here in Rochester today?
I think as I look, we fortunately are in a place where we have our finger on the pulse. Sometimes I feel like we have our hand on the aorta. It's just pulsing very strongly now.
Don't squeeze, right?
Yeah, right. If I look back 5 years or even 10 years, and I've been involved in startups here in the community and working with startups here prior to some of these other roles I've been in, there are just so many more resources and there's so much positive momentum today. And that's, I think, what excites me the most is that we are definitely past the tipping point. As I travel around, and I was in Austin a month ago, and all these other startup kind of hub locations, I see that happening now in Rochester. And was no silver bullet that made it happen, but it was years of, hey, let's get some more startup expertise going. Let's get this entrepreneur in residence mentoring program going. Hey, this angel group should just get started and start funding deals and let's see where that goes. Let's get a new seed fund. Groups like Excel Partners getting more funds, Impact Capital. So there's more capital available for early stage companies. There's more resources to help them get off the ground, launch and grow. And then you combine that all with the innovation zone downtown and trying to launch downtown activity and the density of activity that happens there and the development that is now organically happening in downtown Rochester, all in the same area. You see all those things combined and that just gets me super excited. I think 2018, a lot of this stuff becomes very visible and we're just going to just be amazed at how much stuff just kind of starts happening as that flywheel really starts to spin.
Yeah, it truly is a renaissance. I've been talking about that. I was at Bronca downtown a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago for lunch, great restaurant. And I've been looking out the window, which is facing you guys, your new office at the Sibley mm-hmm. building, Parcel 5, which used yep. to be Midtown, where I used to work when I was in the early 90s, my first job was in radio sales. And I used to work in Midtown selling radio advertising. And my God, Rochester, the city, it was pretty dead, right? I mean, you walk out on the sidewalk, at noon, at 5, not much going on. But I was in disbelief. I'm at, noon, Bronca, looking out the windows, and there was a sick ball game going on Parcel 5. Yeah. There were, people jogging, riding bikes, walking dogs. It was like massively vibrant. And yeah. I was like, this is Rochester? I was so happy. I was like, what a renaissance. It's like bubbling up. It's happening. And
yeah, I had that same experience that earlier this year, you know, going out there and the food trucks all line up out there.
Yep.
For lunchtime, and I came around the corner and there were, God, I don't know, hundreds of people standing around, milling about, eating from the food trucks on a weekday.
Yeah.
It's like, holy cow, this is fantastic.
Yeah, a little slice of Manhattan, right? We'll take
That's
it.
That's right. Just enough of it.
Just enough for our Rochesterians. But, you know, and I was telling the person I was with for lunch, I said, God, I don't think you would have seen this like 2 or 3 years ago. It just, boom, yep. It happened. And you're right. I think in 2018, we're going to see a lot more of it. And I'm just so happy we've got so many great people here in Rochester committed to success, the developers, the, you know, the Morgans, the Christas, yeah. The Glazers, yeah. You know, the Galenas. There's so many, and I'm missing many, I'm sure. But, you know, so many people, yeah, sure, they're certainly have companies and they're trying to drive revenue, but it's more than that for them, too. You could tell these people are Rochesterians. They want Rochester to succeed, and they're putting their heart and soul into these projects, and not just doing it for the pocketbook. And you could tell. I mean, there's love. Definitely. There's heart going on in it. So very excited. So, in fact, one of the so WOKR, you know, carrying my show, they just opened up a studio downtown as well in the Powers Building. Which is exciting. And that, you know, I had never really been in that building before. Have you been in the Powers Building?
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. There's a lot of really interesting buildings here.
It is unbelievable. I mean, that will rival any New York City building any day. It is so gorgeous. I can't take it. So, so many good things going on.
You should start organizing some additional tours around some of these buildings too, because people can't, you know, we were in the Citizens Bank building on 40 Franklin where RIT Q is in part of that building yesterday again. And if you haven't been in that facility and seen the ornate, just amazing building and architecture inside there and the mosaic tiles all the way around these multi-story atriums, just incredible.
That, you know, you just named my favorite building in Rochester, and it's such a hidden gem because on the outside, it's okay, but you get on the inside and you feel like you are in like a 1400s Italian church.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So gorgeous. They don't build banks like that anymore, do they, Jim?
No, they don't.
But yeah, it's right next to the Assembly Building, the Citizens Bank. I think it was originally built as like Rochester Savings Bank or something, right?
Yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Just walk in and look around. The people at Citizens don't mind it. So amazing to look at. I think it's the biggest gem in our city. And there's a lot of gems, but I think that's the top one on the inside.
Yep.
So, Jim, I want to suck your brain a little bit more before we go.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, always trying to help our listeners who a lot of them are entrepreneurs, beginning middle-stage entrepreneurs. If you were to give them for Christmas, the holidays, if you were to give them, you know, 2 or 3 books to read to help them, you know, be better at their trade, what would those books be?
Well, one of them definitely you mentioned, I think if they're an entrepreneur that they should lean, the Lean Startup, go read that, just understand the philosophy, the mentality, check out Steve Blank's website, which has just chock full of resources and how to do good customer discovery interviews and how to build, you know, the value prop and all that stuff. There's just amazing amount of resources that are free out there today, that folks should take advantage of. So from a business perspective, I think, that's a must read. Confession, I am not a big reader. I really want to be a big reader. I have literally probably 40 books that I have queued up to read.
Is that the pile of shame?
It is the pile of shame. It's here in my office. It stares at me every day. And I can't wait to have some time to read some of these. But going back in time a little bit, you know, one of the great books is Good to Great. I thought that was fantastic. The Tipping Point was a good book. You know, again, some really good business related books. And there's a new one that I started reading called The Originals, which so far is great. And I hope to get through the rest of it. But those would be some of the ones on my list.
Very cool. All right. Well, I'm going to challenge you to find a half hour a day to read. How's that sound?
I accept the challenge.
First thing in the morning, get up 4:30, read for half an hour. You're all set. There you go.
I'm still usually up at 4:30. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. All right. When you go to bed, you don't, right? hey, Jim, you know, as I start this radio show and I'm learning more and more about the Rochester business community, And I'm just amazed. There's so many, once again, hidden gems of companies that nobody even knows about. And they're doing such great things. You know, Richard Glaser, he's been, you know, he introduces me to people that I didn't even know about. It's like, you know, finding gold, and they're under the radar. Maybe they don't want attention, but they're just doing such great, great things. What are some of the companies that you know about in Rochester that maybe, you know, other people don't know about that are doing really great things? And probably I'll say with an emphasis in technology.
Yeah. There are a lot of them, and that's kind of what's exciting to be in this space, is just to be able to see what some of the great things that people are doing. It's a long list. You know, there are companies like Ovitz that started as a student company, and then they graduated out of that, and they joined the incubator, and they've been in a number of programs. So they have a device, called the eye profiler. You can hold it up to your eye in 2 seconds. It not only measures prescription and those sorts of things, but lots of other data about the eye for eye health, and can do that, like I said, literally in a couple seconds. Wow. And there's obviously applications here in the US in developed countries, but perhaps even more so in developing countries where, you know, people are going blind, and it's very preventative if they could only have some initial screening that's low cost, and they can get equipment out in the field because it's a handheld device. So that's one that's pretty exciting. We've got companies that are, you know, another one's kind of neat. So that's very high tech, using optics and imaging and other things. We have a company called Primary Book Club, which has a great subscription-based model for, you know, educating your 0 to 5-year-olds to get them kindergarten ready, by combining some learning guides along with some books and how to read these books and do examples with your child. And it's a subscription service. So every month you get a couple of books, you get the learning guides. It's very simple. It's great to give as a gift. So that's a great one on the education space. And on and on and on. There's just a lot of great things going on in the community, both from software and hardware, electronic gaming, et cetera. We've got a very diverse set of companies in our community, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. That what's called Ovitz, the eye company?
Yep.
Sounds like a little young Bosch alum, hopefully, right?
It could be. We hope so.
Yeah, it is amazing how, you know, it's such an optics capital, and it, you know, it's got to stem, you know, the roots coming from Bosch alum, right?
Yes, definitely.
You look at the impact of Bosch alum, George Eastman, you know, Wilson, right? All the guys from Xerox. Yep. They're still, hundreds of years later, affecting our city, right?
Absolutely right. And it's so obvious, you know, when we say why we need to focus on startups, the Kauffman Foundation shows that startups create almost all the net new jobs in the country and all this data. But all you have to do is look at our history, right? Every big company that still has impact was a startup company here. Yep. So how do you create jobs? Create more startups.
Yep. And really the long lasting impact that not only their companies have, but what they did for the community, right? I mean, what would Rochester be without George Eastman, you know, helping out RIT, helping out U of R, you know, creating the dental clinic, creating the RPO, right? I mean, so many things are still alive because of, I mean, you know, who knows? We might, you know, nothing against Binghamton, but we might be in Binghamton, right? You know, I think a lot of people who know upstate always say that Rochester is the most, you know, I'll say exciting city because of all the cultural activities that we get to offer. And once again, that probably is mostly stemming from one man named George Eastman, right?
Yes, huge impact.
Yeah, and now, you know, modern day Galisano, right? What would you know, Rochester be without Galisano today, with all the things that he's helped sponsor and build, you know, schools and hospitals, and now, you know, maybe our theater, or if when we get that off the ground. So the challenge is, and any listeners is can you create a legacy like that? How's that for a challenge, right?
That's a good one. We like it. We want to create more of those folks because the spillover impact is huge for the community, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, the Mamano School of Entrepreneurship sounds good at maybe at U of R, RIT, so something like that.
I like it. And if you're interested, we do have naming opportunities at the Sibley facility. So if anyone has interest in legacy, I'd be happy to talk to you
about it. The Mamano rooftop at High Tech Rochester. I like that.
Sounds good.
You know what I do have? I was joking that, you know, maybe I'll start with like an atrium, you know, the Mamano atrium.
Yeah.
But then I realized I do have a bench years ago, I was on an entrepreneurship board at Nazareth that at that time the president put together. And when he left, he asked all the board members to buck up, geez, I think it was $2,500, and they were going to put benches. That was Bob Miller, President Robert Miller of Nazareth at the time. And they were going to be these Miller benches, really nice benches, all across campus at Nazareth, where the students could just sit and chit-chat, and so we could name the bench. So there is a Mamano bench on the campus of Nazareth, right outside the Casa Italiana, and I, you know, if you want to sit there, go ahead and please think of me.
I will look for it next time I'm on campus.
Excellent. Have a seat. Have a seat. Well, Jim, thank you for your time. Really, really appreciate it. If our listeners want to get in touch with you and or High Tech Rochester, what is the best way?
Easiest is htr.org. You can find my contact info. You can find information about the Pulsing and the Luminate events coming up, and we'd love you to come out.
Excellent, excellent. Yep, and I will be at the Luminate event, so hopefully I'll see you there. Jim, once again, appreciate your time. Appreciate you being here, and I'm sure we're going to have you on the show again.
Dave, thanks for having me, and thanks for doing the show. This is fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Avanci Entrepreneur Show. I'm Dave Amato, your host. I've been here with Jim Sinnell today from High Tech Rochester. And please continue to listen to our show. And what's really important is that if you know anybody who should be on the show, any founders, entrepreneurs, or just movers and shakers in the Rochester business community, please reach out to me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O, david@davidmamano.com. Love to have people on the show, movers and shakers, business owners, et cetera, really igniting the incredible spark happening in the Rochester community. Thanks again, Jim. And
thank
everybody.
You.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Avanci Entrepreneur Show. Have a great day and stay awesome.
A talk radio alternative, 1310 WOKR.